Hello, everyone out there in the radio.
Wait. Okay, there you go.
Hello, everyone in Radio Land. I greet you in the mighty, matchless name of our marvelous Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Prophetess Lisa Marie Harris, and I go by Lady Nabiya L. I will have the prayer and prophetic hour on this evening, and I hope that you all are able to join and invite your friends to listen in and participate. Amen. I would like to start, first of all, I would like to just give honor to my apostle and spiritual leader, Apostle Deborah Deans, and her husband, Apostle Edward Deans, in their absence. Mm. They're traveling. I pray that they're traveling graces and mercy, and I ask all the end time men and women of war, global ministry, that we pray and keep them lifted up. Amen. But I just wanted to honor them and thank God for them. Let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day of life, O God. I just come lifting you up and thanking and praising you, Lord. This morning, with brand new mercies did we see. One more day we have to give you praise and to give you glory and to give you honor. Thank you for the marvelous and wonderful things you do in and through our lives, O God. You are most graceful and merciful, O God. And we do good to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. I pray that you will forgive us of any known and unknown sins, O God. If we have offended anyone or if we have held offense against our brothers or sisters, Father God, I pray that you will touch our hearts and touch their hearts, that we will not hold these offenses against one another, that we may be in a right relationship with you and with one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask, O God, if someone is in need of a relationship with you and has not accepted Christ in the pardon of their sins, that they will feel compelled, Lord, to choose Jesus and make him Lord and Savior of their life through the repenting of their sins. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that healing, if someone is in need of healing, if it's someone in need of encouragement, if someone is in need of deliverance, oh God, they're being vexed in their spirit or whatever the situation may be, Father Jehovah God, I know that you're the answer, and I'm a witness that you're able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. And I praise you and I worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, for anyone just joining us on the broadcast, this is End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am Prophetess Nabiya L. From St. Louis, and I just want to give honor to Apostle Deborah Deans and her husband, Apostle Edward Deans, for allowing me this time to kind of step in for them while they travel. I just want to have a devotion at this time. if we will turn to, let's see, thinking I want to go to Psalm. Yeah, let's do Psalm. Psalm 38. And I, oh Lord, do not rebuke me in your wrath, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure, for your arrows have pierced me through. Have pierced me through deeply, and your hand has pressed me down. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin, for my iniquity has gone over my head. like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me, and my wounds are foul and festering because of my foolishness. I am troubled, and I'm bowed down greatly, and I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are full of inflammation, and there is no soundness in my flesh, and I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you, and my heart pants for strength, for my strength fails me. As for the light in my eyes, it has gone from me. My beloved ones, excuse me, my beloved ones, where did I go? My heart pants and my strength fails me. As for the light of my eyes, it has gone from me. And my loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my relatives are far off, and those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan deception all the day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear, and I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear, and in my mouth is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope, and you will hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me, and lest my foot slip, and they exalt themselves against me. For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me, for I will declare my iniquity, and I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous, and they are strong. And those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied, those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. I have just read for you, amen, the entirety of Psalm 38. And I just ask that we meditate on that. This psalm is a prayer in a time of chastity. Sometimes we go through a time where we are chastened, hallelujah, by the Lord, and we are weary. And sometimes you may not be able to sleep, or you may just stay worried all day, but I want to exhort and admonish you that if you have heaviness on your heart because of sin, it's not too late to repent. It's not too late to turn your life around and give it to Jesus. If you've already accepted Christ and the pardon of your sins, we are to repent daily, and we are to confess our faults and our sins, the secret vices, the things that we don't necessarily want to even share with our best friends or our parents or even our elders or our counselors, things that we just... It's just between us and God. And sometimes we are caught up in things that we don't even know we're caught up in. We don't know what it is that's putting pressure on us. But I can tell you, whatever it is, whether it be from sin or just sorrow or just your mourning, that you're seeing your family member, your spouse, your children, you go through things, you see them stressed, you see them going down the wrong track or place, and you have a heart for them. You can take it to the altar and leave it there with God, Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus, and ask the Holy Spirit to hover over that situation and to lead and guide you and your loved ones so that you can have perfect peace. Amen. And just keep your mind stayed on him. The word of God says that if we keep our minds stayed on God, stayed on Jesus, he will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. So I just want to encourage us to call on the name of the Lord. Repent and turn. If we made a mistake, said something we shouldn't have said to our loved ones, we maybe had the wrong attitude, or we, you know, just said something back. Somebody said something to us, and before we knew it, we slipped and said something back, and it wasn't comely to be a representative for Christ, an ambassador for God, because we are to live differently. We're set apart and sanctified for the glory of God, and we are to shine and let our light shine. Jesus said that we're like cities on a hill that cannot be hid. Amen. So we are to live above the fray. We are to live above the status quo. We are to live above and beyond the mundane things of this world, and we have to try to remember that God has given us what we need to be victorious in our lives. We don't have to continue repeating the same sin and the same mistakes year after year. We can go from glory to glory and faith to faith. As a matter of fact, God demands that of us. So again, in your spare time, you want to read Psalm 38. I read in its entirety, Psalm 38, verses 1 through 22. Amen. At this time, this is devotion hour. This is the devotion. And I just wanted to just share a song just from my heart. I don't have the music, and I'm not a soloist, but I do love the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I just want to share a verse or two for the Lord to lift up the name of Jesus. Give me just a second. I'm just a little nervous. I'm trying to kind of get myself together. I should have had that ready. But anyway, near the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. In the cross, near the cross, be my glory ever, until my wretched soul shall find rest beyond the river. Amen. That is near the cross. That is an old spiritual and Negro hymn. Amen. And also I do want to acknowledge that this is February, the month that we celebrate and look and highlight African-American accomplishments, and we call it Black History Month. Amen. But we should celebrate our ancestors and our parents and foreparents each day as we can, amen, to acknowledge even the unsung heroes that we live with daily, amen, while they're even yet alive, our parents, our elders, amen, our brothers and sisters, amen, that are making great strides for our people and for the nations, amen. So I want to thank God for the African-American history, our deep roots in spirituality and trusting in God and overcoming the vicissitudes of life. And it's miraculous how he brought the children of Israel through the Exodus, and he did the same thing for our ancestors, amen, the Black Africans that endured slavery, and prayed that their descendants, which is us, we would not have to go through those same things, amen. And if we are on our job, not only are we trying to share with the next generation and our youth hallelujah, about accomplishment, about God, and acknowledging him and telling him them about our history, but encouraging them to strive and do, you know, to live out that greatness and the purpose for which God has brought them through and had them created. Amen. So at this time, that is devotion. I want to open it up for a testimony service. At this time, I would like to invite anyone from End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, if anyone wants to say anything, give a testimony. And also to our audience in the broadcast in Radio Land, please, at this time, if you have a testimony about the goodness of the Lord, please share with us now. Amen. Well, again, I want to just share my testimony. My testimony is that the Lord, through my mother, God, through my mom, my own dear mother, I honor her. She told me and taught me about Jesus, and she brought me and my siblings up in the admonition of the Lord. Have I always been perfect? No, but I am a saint, saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, and I do repent daily. Amen. I strive to give God glory in my life, whether I'm up or whether I'm down, whether I'm smiling or wearing a frown. Hallelujah. I have to cry sometimes, but I still know that God is worthy. Jehovah God, the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he's worthy to be praised. Who God is, it's not predicated on whether I'm feeling weak or strong, whether I'm on my best and at the top of my game, or I seem to be weak and I can't get it together. No matter where I am in my life, God is still worthy to be praised. And I would admit that once I can get myself together long enough to get my mind off of my problems, off of what I want, off of what I was expecting, off of what I think I failed at, and I start giving him praise and I repent, Lord, whatever I've done. And you know what, Lord, thank you just for another day. You really didn't owe me anything, but Jesus died. The Bible says that he died. The good news says that he let them crucify him to a cross for the propitiation of our sins, his precious pure blood. You talking about a pure blood? You talking about blue blood? You talking about blood that's precious before the sight of Jehovah God, Yahweh. It's Jesus Christ. He wouldn't come down, they say. They said that they nailed him, his hands, hallelujah, and they nailed his feet, oh my God, and they whipped him before they crucified him. They whipped him all night long. They asked him questions, hallelujah, about who he thought he was. Are you a king of the Jews? Yeah, but it was his own people that crucified him. His own people that one week they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. And the next week they were saying, crucify him and let the murderer go free. Well, we must understand that, no, we might not be murderers or thieves or liars, but whatever we've done, we've fallen short of the glory of God. I don't care how perfect you are. It is commendable, amen, in human standards, but when you put it up against God's word and know and let God try your heart, you know that sometimes you fall short in your thought life, the way you think. If you think down about yourself and it does not line up with who God say you are, guess what? You're walking in disobedience. We think that just what we do to other people is what is sinning God. No, when we're not walking in the perfection and in the holiness and righteousness and understanding who we are outside of what God has said, then we are falling short of his glory. And so we have to strive to read that word and to trust in God. So my testimony is I thank God for saving me as a child. A lot of some people may have issue with children being saved, you know, accepting Christ. I was 5 years old, but my mother did start teaching me to pray at 3. you know, and she would tell me, she would read the Bible to us and explain how Jesus did miracles and how they crucified him, and that touched my heart at 5. And she had been saying it before. I don't know why this particular night, it just, I was ready. The Holy Spirit was there, and the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I said, Mama, I want Jesus Christ in my life. Amen. We already love the Lord, but when she explained that you have to come to Christ, hallelujah, and we have to do that for ourselves. It's okay to get our babies blessed. It's okay to get them prayed over and, you know, oil them up and touch them and pray God's blessings over them. But when they become of age, hey, they need to make that choice for themselves. We all have to make that choice for ourselves that we want to serve God. Amen. So without further delay, I want to ask again, does anybody have a testimony about the goodness of Jehovah God through Christ? Amen. Amen. Well, at this time, I want to sing another song for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I had this one is one by Fred Hammond, and I just love it because it's so great. And, you know, I'm not, like I said, but I just want to render a worship song to God. And it's bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, yes. Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, yes. Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us. Oh, my God, I forgot the rest of the song. But anyway, that's a song that's really, I love that song. And just forgive me, but that is a song that I really love. And then there's another one. There are some things, the old mothers and the deacons in the church used to sing this for devotion. There are some things I may not know. There are some places that I can't go. But this one thing I surely know. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. For He has washed and made me whole. There are some things, hallelujah, that I may not know. There are some places I can't go, but this one thing I surely know. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Real in my soul. Yes, God is real. Hallelujah. Yes, God is real. And I just wanted to share that. That's another old hymn. God is real. And we as the sons and daughters of God, you know, We can't do everything that we used to do, amen. And it might not have been, everything ain't got to be tragic and horrible. It's just some things when you get the word of God and it edifies your soul and it feeds you and it satisfies you, certain things that you used to do or places you used to go, you no longer have a need for that because God, His Holy Spirit has filled you with truth, has filled you with a power, with a significance, with an intimacy you cannot find anywhere else. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you that if you accept Christ and you have God in your life and you strive and say, God, I need you more and more. I need more of you. I need more of you. I believe that it will help satisfy your other relationships. You'll have a better relationship with your spouse. You'll have a better relationship with your children. You'll have a better relationship with your sisters and brothers, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God, and even your neighbors, amen. As we have a better relationship with God, we should strive to share love unconditionally. We could give somebody a pass. You know what? That's all right. I know you misunderstood what I said or you misunderstood what I did and you thought I meant something against you, but I didn't. I'm at peace with you. I love you and I love God and I want God to touch your heart and comfort you, you know, so that you know you have somebody on your side. Amen. So at this time, this is prayer and prophecy hour. I want to open up the moment for prophecy. If anyone has a prophecy or a word of edification or correction or just a word from the Lord, please feel free to come forth with your word at this time. Amen. What does it look like? I don't know if anyone out there in radio land has anything that they want to share or if anyone is in need of prayer, please come forth and put your prayer request in. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to say a prayer and then I'll open it up again. Well, let me read this from Psalms 41. Amen. Well, Psalms 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. And he also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. And he has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Amen. Hallelujah. When we just look back over our lives and see where God, Jehovah God, has brought us from and what we've endured for the sake of Christ, amen, for righteousness' sake. Sometimes you may have to walk in by yourself alone in life, and sometimes you have to press a little harder than you used to, you know, and it may be a season of difficult times, but I want to give an encouraging word that I'm trusting God right now that if someone has been in a season of difficulties, if someone has been in a season of hurting and pain and heartache and shame or guilt, or that God will bring you to a new season. Amen. Lord, I'm asking that you would deliver someone right now, Father God, from burdens, that lift the burdens from them, God. Let them give them the garment of praise for heaviness and beauty for ashes, oh God, the oil of joy for mourning, oh God, and let them know that you love them, Father. I pray that you will let your Holy Spirit Spirit, hallelujah, touch us right now, God. I pray that your Holy Spirit would touch all of creation, God, and I pray for this nation, Father. I pray for our leaders, oh God, in the community, in the nation, and in globally, Father God. I pray that your church, oh Father God, universal, that we will rise with power and strength for this hour, oh God. It doesn't have to always be a sad song, God, because you're a good God, and we ought to sing your praise. We ought to have a good testimony sometime, Lord. And if you'll bring us out, Father God, if you'll touch us and deliver us from the pain in our body, the pain in our hearts and minds that we suffer affliction, Father God, and let us get some reprieve. Let us get some restoration. Regenerate us, renew us, refresh us, oh God. Let us arise and shine, for you are our light, and we know you're here. Emmanuel, I invoke your presence, Father. Come and rest with us in power and fill us with your glory, and let us see it together so that we can be witnesses, true witnesses, about the true power of God, that you're not short of your word, hallelujah, and your miracles still happen, hallelujah. It's nothing fake, it's nothing phony, it's not magic, it's not something hoodoo and voodoo, it's not witchcraft, but it's something holy, it's something that's not to be played with. You're a consuming fire, but hallelujah, you're a merciful God, and I bid you, God, oh God, for your mercy, hallelujah. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. In Jesus' name I pray. Is there anyone at this time that has a prophecy, a word of prophecy or edification or a testimony? Anyone at all? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm just happy, I have joy. I'm overfilled with joy for this opportunity to serve God and his people. I wish that more were participating, but amen. The Bible says that where two or more gathered, hallelujah, the Lord said he will be there. Where two or three witnesses agree, the truth will be established, hallelujah. And I know that there may be some listening that may not be saying anything, but also we have heaven is in agreement with us. Heaven has spoken. Now earth will respond, hallelujah. And I know I have as a witness God the Father, Jehovah, God the Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, hallelujah, the Ruach Yahandoroko Shandirebahaya, and our God, he is one in three persons, amen. They say Trinity so that we can understand that God is three personalities in one. He's not three gods, but he is one God, amen. And he's a complex God, but yet he has simplified the gospel of Christ so that we don't have to stumble over that thing. And sometimes it's so simple we can't believe how merciful God can be, amen. The biggest thing I have to remember is just God has got it. I want to encourage someone, if someone is listening, amen, or maybe this will be heard later, but if someone is listening in right now, just say to yourself, God, Jehovah, I know you got this in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just invite your Holy Spirit in, and I pray that you will just fill us, oh God, your sons and your daughters, Father God, those who have accepted Christ, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And if there is anyone in our families, in our communities, Father God, in this nation or in the world, Father God, that has not accepted Christ Jesus in the pardon of their sins, Lord, I pray that you will send laborers out right now, God. I pray that you will keep their lives protected, Father God, even while they are waiting to understand who they really are in you. And Father, I pray that you will help us, those who have accepted Christ, that we will endure to the end, Father God, that we will not grow weary in well-doing, Father God. And I just lift up our leaders for the end-time men and women of war, Lord, as they travel, as they go about their lives. I pray for them, Apostle Deborah and Apostle Edward Dean, Father God, as I pray for their children. I pray for their loved ones. I pray for every area of their lives that they will be prosperous, that they lack no good thing, that they will be kept safe, and that they will continue to be edified in your word and reveal that revelation knowledge to us as we learn from them, amen, and that they will be encouraged, oh God, to keep pressing and pushing towards those great visions and goals and dreams that you've given them, hallelujah, in different ways in which to serve your people and which to demonstrate your power and your glory upon the earth as it is in heaven, amen. At this time, is there any prayer request or any praise reports?
Amen, amen. I thank and praise God this evening for an opportunity to be on our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I am traveling, and you may hear a little noise behind me, but I just wanted to get on to encourage prophetess on tonight. People don't know when they don't say anything. It really, really kind of discourages you, and I go through this every time. So, and God has kicked my heart where I'm encouraged because I know the angels are there. So, and even when people are on and they don't say anything, I just keep on going because I'm running for Him. I'm doing the work for Him. So, I just want to encourage her tonight by the grace of God, and I thank God for her just continuing on to do the things for God and the work in His kingdom. But I just give God praise for just being here today and just keeping me as I travel and just watching over us and covering us. So I thank and praise Him mightily on today. I give Him glory and I give Him praise, and I thank Him for allowing us to even have it tonight, because I was going to cancel it, but she thought that God would allow her to carry on, and she has, and I really thank and praise God. She has an awesome voice. She needs to sing more. So I just give God praise on this evening. The word that I got for us today is to stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged and stay focused on the Lord. And I just want to thank everyone for being on our radio broadcast and those that's in radio land on tonight. I give God praise and glory for you as well. And any time that you want to say something, just go right in and say it. Just you don't have to be quiet and keep quiet, because God is not doing that on you. So I just had to say something. I couldn't go by the whole time and not say anything, because I know how I feel when people don't say it for me. So keep up the good work, prophetess. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Deborah. That's definitely encouraging, especially coming from you. I thank God for you. And know that I love you,
amen.
And I thank God for your work in my life. Amen.
Amen. Love you too, sweetheart.
Amen. Is there any other word from the Lord or praise report or prayer request at this time?
And when God tells you to close out, then you close out. Whenever He tells you to close out, you do just what He says.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was just wanting to share a quick word here from Psalms 146. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners, and the Lord opens the eyes of the blind, and the Lord raises those who are bowed down, and the Lord loves the righteous, and the Lord watches over the strangers, and he relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he returns side down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen. I have just read for you Psalm 146, that's verse 5 through 10. I just wanted to encourage someone that the God that we serve, he is the God of the oppressed. He is on the side of the oppressed. Amen. He's on the side of the one, not just going through. If a person is going through and they just, you know, don't want to do right and do right by nobody, no, not that. That's not what I'm talking about. He's just not for the poor. He's for the poor in spirit. You know, that means that even if you are wealthy, hey, amen, I know a lot of times people expect rich people or people who are wealthy and well off, dressed, seem like they got it on, they got it going on, they got power. Not seem like it, but you really do. And that kind of can be, I can imagine, lonely sometimes because everybody expecting so much from you, and you probably don't share how much you give, how much you share of your own resources, and they probably don't even understand the sacrifice, if God is leading you to share and give, and you may be sharing and giving in some places that your friends may frown on because they in the A1 club, amen, and they don't believe in, you know, doing all of that, you know, and it might separate you out a little bit, you know, whether you have new money or old money, but if you're doing righteously, you might have some friends that may put pressure on you. Why you give it to that cause? Why you give it to those people? They don't look like you. They don't come from where we come. Are you sure? That's not going to bring you the return you know you want. But just rest assured that God looks at the oppressed, because there's many different ways to be oppressed. Amen. Women can be oppressed because they are females. And, you know, oftentimes we have to deal with some circumstances that automatically seem like we're excluded. She ain't going to be strong enough. She's not suited for the job. Is she going to be able to handle it? You know, why should she get it? Why should she do it? You know, God ain't called her to preach. Why is she doing this? Why is she looking like that? She thinks she this and that and the other. We have a lot to deal with and contend with. And if we're trying to meet God's standards, that's above the status quo, to live a holy and righteous life. Amen. You know, that puts a little bit more pressure on you as a female. And women always have, our work is never done if we really want to be good keepers at home. If we really want to be excellent wives and want our husbands to be kept safe, that we want them to be encouraged and have the integrity, the character, and the confidence that they need to go out here and face a world that can be cruel sometimes, and they must be, and they're expected to man up, but we want to be that one that's their backbone, and we have to keep our mouth sometimes. We have to take down a little bit. We have to risk feeling a little, you know, funny or a little, you know, why should I take down? But no, you think about him. He's the one that's going to protect you. He's the one that's going to bring you the money home. He's the one going to help you keep shelter over your head. And you just take it to God in prayer. So I just want to encourage you that God loves the righteous. Not only you don't have to just be oppressed, if you are righteous for God, hallelujah, and you're living free and liberated, but you give God glory for your life, you need to know that God loves you too. Because sometimes you feel like, well, you know, ain't nothing wrong. You know, I'm good. You know, my husband good to me. Or the man say his wife is wonderful. He ain't worried about this. They children. Everything seemed to be gliding through. And you may think, well, I just got to do this. You know, since God done blessed me so much, you just put all this pressure on yourself like you just owe everybody. The song says that Jesus paid it all, and all to him we owe. And I just want to encourage you to take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Because the Bible says only what we do for Christ shall last. Amen. And we want to abide in Christ, abide in the word of God. And the Bible says that we will grow, we will bear fruit, hallelujah. We're washed and cleansed by the word. If we abide in Christ, we'll bear fruit, and our fruit will remain. That means our work won't be futile. It'll last. Even after we're gone, it'll be a perpetual name for God and the glory. Our children will hear about it. Our those who come after us that we may never meet, it may be something that we can do for the glory of God that will help their lives. Amen. If we could just stay on track, hallelujah, not let that old mean devil get in the way, hallelujah, to get you discouraged and get you off track when you scared to give somebody a good word, scared to say something to the youth. Baby, you could do good in school, or say scared to love somebody. Let them have the show. Let them go up front every now and then. Encourage them. Lift their lids. Say, hey, you doing good. You're doing excellent. Encourage somebody else. Amen. I like your dress, sister. Your hair looks nice today. Or brother, I like that tie, that suit. You're looking good. You're shining good. Your work is well. You know, you whatever we can do to encourage each other and make the atmosphere of shalom, which is peace, which is well-being and love and caring. Get rid of the bitterness. Get rid of the hatred, the envy, the strife. Life can be better. Amen. It doesn't always have to be hard. We don't have to always cry. Hallelujah. Sometimes we will have joy. The Bible says, in the presence of God, it's fullness of joy. And in his right hand is pleasures forevermore. Amen. So we ought to be able to give a good praise report and glorify God. Amen. With not just with a sad song, well, he brought me out of this. Sometimes life can be like that. But, you know, I've determined in my life that, you know what, even though I've been through some things, hey, I can think about some great times that God gave me. Hallelujah. You know, I've been able to travel the world. I've ate with some of the top notch business people. I've got some great, I have a great and wonderful family. I've got friends, hallelujah, that are smart. They are brilliant. I've got sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that are awesome. Hallelujah. My spiritual leaders are like Gamaliel, the one that taught Paul, hallelujah. The great apostle sat at his feet, hallelujah. They are like gurus, hallelujah. They are like, they are like superheroes, amen. But except it's not superhero, they are filled with the Holy Ghost, and they are supernatural men and women who have yielded, men, women, boys, and girls, amen, they have yielded their whole lives to God, and God has done some tremendous, wonderful, water-walking, powerful miracles through their lives, and they're still bearing fruit, amen. And so I can thank God. You know, I can't just let myself just go down too far. I will cry and let a tear out, amen, but that's cleansing, they say. Hallelujah. And God does not, the Bible says he does not despise a contrite heart. But I'm just want to encourage somebody. You just tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to be happy today. The Bible says command your morning. That's what God told Job. Command your morning and the day springs will come forth. Amen. You encourage yourself. I command this day to be prosperous in the name of Jesus. Money is going to come to me. My house note is going to be paid. You know what? My children are going to be satisfied with good things. They shall inherit the earth. They shall be admonished in the Lord, and they shall admonish in the Lord. They shall fulfill their destinies, and we will be kept safe. So you just use your words, just as we use words to say wrong things. Amen. I just want to encourage someone on tonight, prophetic. As Apostle said, be encouraged. I want to encourage you to use your words. Use the right words. Let it line up with the word of God. He says, God says that he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Amen. So I just want to ask God to lift up a bow down here today and heal body, heal minds, heal souls and spirits, amen. We don't have to always be broken. We can be made whole again, and that can be on a daily basis, that we're renewed and regenerated and get back out there and try it again, amen, and give God glory, hallelujah. And so I'm going to open it up one more time without delay. Is there anyone who wants to share a testimony or need to have a praise report or a prophetic word? Amen. Well, I just want to again thank Apostles, Deans, for allowing me this opportunity to serve God. It does my heart good to share the word of God and to encourage my brothers and sisters. And I just want to encourage someone, if they do not know Jesus Christ, in the pardon of their sins, that they will come to know him, that they will, you know, just take that step, just admit, you know, Lord, I haven't made it, done all that I should do, and I know that I need you, amen, and be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost of God, hallelujah, and then find a church home, you know, hopefully be established and learn and be edified in the word of God and find out what your purpose is in the kingdom of God and the body of Christ, and you will not regret it, amen. I do not regret accepting Christ Jesus in my life. I'm thankful to God, amen, for just allowing me to be a part of his kingdom and calling me daughter, amen. So at this time, I want to say a prayer, a closing prayer, and then I'll just dismiss the broadcast. Dear Heavenly Father, you are our Father, and you are in heaven, and hallowed, holy, and upright, righteous, hallelujah, is your name, and you are worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. And I just want to glorify you, Lord. Thank you for every blessing, oh God. Thank you even for the times of affliction. As David said, it was good that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Lord, sometimes it's difficult for us to understand your ways, but Lord, I thank you that if we keep reading and keep studying and keep praying and just communing and listening to you, Lord, that you will give us all that we need, oh God. And when we don't even know how to approach you, you're merciful to raise up a situation, a person, or a circumstance to make that happen. Father God, I just want to pray that to anyone who's listening in tonight in the broadcast or any of my brothers and sisters, a part of the End Time Global Ministries, Father God, that we be encouraged and that we will take the prophetic word that was spoken in on tonight and we will just let that meditate on that and that it will grow and that it will not be in vain. Let our prayers not be in vain. Let the word of God not be in vain. It shall not fail. It shall not return void, but it shall bear the fruit and the seed for which you sent it. Somebody, hallelujah, is going to be saved. Somebody is going to go to the next level in their job, in their business, in their ministry, in their intimacy with you, God. Hallelujah. Let us go forth with power and demonstration in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Father God, in this nation. We need you. Stabilize the nation. Stabilize and encourage the leaders. And let our national and global leaders, Father God, please bless us enough, Father God, that they will have godly counsel and righteous counselors, knowledgeable counselors, wise counselors around them to keep them making the right decision. And let them be merciful to us all, those who have and those of us who have not, oh God. And I pray that you will give each of us strength in our own air and sphere of influence, that we won't settle, that we won't back down for that which is less. Don't let us bow down to Baal. Don't let us bow down to the gods of this world, but let us be bold for the power of God, and let the blood of Jesus cover us and hide us behind thy cross, O God, and let come forth with revival, Father God, and let the Holy Ghost come forth like the Pentecost, O God, that we will not become lukewarm, O God, because we know one day there is judgment that will come, Father God, and I won't ask for me and my house. Hallelujah. We're going to serve you, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. And have mercy, O God. Jehovah God. It's in Jesus' name, Lord. And I pray traveling grace and mercy for the apostles, O God, and any of my other brothers and sisters in Christ and our pastors and the fivefold ministry. Amen. And our families, our spouses, our children. And it's in Jesus' name. I thank and praise you. Amen. At this time, I just want to thank you and praise God.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Well, we will close out of this. Is there anyone that wants to say anything? Amen. Well, I will close out at this time, just a little early, but I just encourage you to have a blessed week, amen, and a blessed weekend and a blessed Sabbath. Shalom.